Welcome back to Hidden Treasures. I'm Mishra Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Lili Nishmas, my mother, Chayra Chabas David Svi, and we are in Parshas Hazinu. The topic of the Midrash that I'm going to discuss this week is just, it's one of these just interesting kinds of topics that comes up in Midrash a lot, where it picks an almost random object. I mean, it's always connected to the Parsha somehow, but like an object and a bunch of different comments on that object. And the topic of the Midrash in this week's shiur is ears. So the Midrash starts off speaking about halachos of ear, a concern about, you know, damage to the ear on Shabbos, an ear illness. Then this Midrash is in Devarim Rabbah, Parsha Yud, Simen Aleph. Halacha, it starts. Halacha is Adam Yisrael Shahechoshish Ba'azno. If a person is concerned about some, you know, his ear feels unwell, what should he do? And Chazal says, the Chacham teach over here that when it comes to Safek Nefashos, if there's a chance that your life is on the line, you can be Docha Shabbos for that, even if it's just a chance. And then it says, this is also Makas HaOzen, this is how it goes for ears as well. Ears are such a serious, important part of the body. It's Im Sakana, Mirapimos of a Shabbos. If there's a Sakana to the ear, you're going to heal on Shabbos. And then the Midrash gets into various other comments regarding ears, that if a person wants to protect his ears and the rest of his body, he should incline his ear to listen to Torah. And then there's another teaching that maybe we'll zone in on, that if you turn your ear away from Torah, your tefillah is a toeva, it's an abomination, that the ear is such an important part of the body, it's like the handle to a vessel, it's handle to a kli, that like the entire body gets life through the ear, which is actually connected to a Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama. The Kli Akar in Parshas Mishpatim expounds on this in the context of Eved, about the Eved Kanani. But actually, I believe the Eved Ivri. But the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Pei Hey Amud Beis speaks about it. You know, someone damages an eye, he has to pay the value of the eye. If he damages somebody's hearing, he has to pay the entire value of the person for losing the hearing. And so that would be connect to this midrash over here. And then it says that anybody who inclines his ear towards Torah, when he speaks Torah, people incline their ears towards him. And this is learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how it connects to our parsha. Parsha is Ha'azinu. So Melashon Ozen of ear. Hazinu and Hashemayim in the context of our parsha is asking the heavens to, Moshe tells the heavens to incline its proverbial ear and listen to what he's saying. So that's the context over here, that we learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu, that if somebody inclines his ear towards Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, eventually when you want to speak Torah, all the Elyonim and Tachtonim, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, will all listen, as we see, Hazino Shemayim, Vadabera, etc. So that's what that's basically a summary of this Midrash, just focusing on the topic of ears. But there's one point I wanted to focus on a little bit, especially for this time, as we end the Kriyas Torah cycle. Next, this is the second to last parsha, where next is Vasosa Bracha, which are going to be reading over Simchas Torah, and then we start a new cycle. I think that's a very important point. The Midrash says, one of the earlier comments about ears in this little simon over here, Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Shemesir Azno Mishmad Torah, Tefillah So Nimeses. Anybody who turns his ear away from listening to Torah, his tefillah is Nimeses. It's like mius. It's like disgusting. Shenemar, where do you get that from? Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Shenemar, Meisir Ozno Mishma Torah, Gam Tefillaso Toeva. So someone who removes his ear, who turns his ear from listening to Torah, also his tefillah is going to be an abomination. So it's pretty clear, the pasuk in Mishlei, and then the Midrash just makes it a little bit more clear. That's what's going on here. But that's a little bit strange. Why is it that if you turn your ear away from Torah, that your tefillah will be an abomination? Typically, we don't say that. If someone does one avera, that doesn't make a different mitzvah that he does a non-mitzvah, right? If someone doesn't put on a talis, it doesn't make his tefillin an abomination that he wore that day. So why is it, if you turn away from Torah, then your tefillah is an abomination? Why is that? But I think that the answer is, if you think a little bit more deeply about what these things are, then it becomes more clear. We have Torah and Tefillah. These are not just two random mitzvos. These are actually very fundamental pillar mitzvos Pillar of Mitzvahs as the three pillars that the world stands on as part of the second mission of Pirkei Avos. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Torah and Avodah. Avodah is Tefillah. Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev. And Torah is when Hashem tells us what we need to know. That's right. If you're not a prophet, you're not a Navi, you don't know what Hashem wants because he talks to you directly. He tells you through the Torah. He wrote in the Torah at Har Sinai. He also told Moshe to pass it down through Torah Shabbat Peh. So we know through the Torah that we learn. So that's the Torah Shabbat Sav and also the Torah Shabbat Peh and the Mishnah and the Gemara and any Sifrei Halacha that you read. That's Hashem talking to you. When you're learning Torah, Hashem is talking to you. And Tefillah, obviously, is when we're talking to Hashem. And we express our needs and our interests and our wants. And when it comes to a relationship. So communication is key. You need in a relationship, you need Torah and Tefillah. But even when you're doing the Tefillah, even when you have a relationship and there's somebody you care about and you're talking to them, you're not just talking and trying to get your needs, but you're talking and sharing of yourself is building a connection. And when they talk to you, you listen, you find out what they need, and that's also building a connection. However, if you say, we're in one of those relationships where I talk and you listen and that's it, that I'm not going to listen to you at all, then even when I'm talking, I'm not building a connection with you. I'm just talking to get what I want, but that's not me getting closer to you. So if our relationship with Hashem is brought to that level where we say, I'm going to daven. God, I will tell you what I need from you, but I will turn my ear away from tefillah from Torah. When you're talking to me, I'm not listening. So then even my talking to you is not developing our relationship and building a connection. Even my talking to you is just me trying to get what I want. It's not us developing a relationship together. So if I turn my ear away from Torah, then my tefillah itself becomes an abomination. It's disgusting because not only am I not building a relationship, but I'm just trying to take advantage of Hashem. And it could be that's what this midrash and really this pasuk in Mishlei means. And I think it's just very important for us to think about this as we begin a new cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is Hashem talking to us. That's not davening. We go to shul to daven, and part of the davening, several days a week, is Kriyas HaTorah. So we take a part out of our davening after we have finished saying our piece to Hashem. We've said Shemona Esrei. We've said Tachnun, maybe. No, on some days not. But we've said our piece, and then Hashem says, okay, I heard what you said. Now listen to what I have to say, and we have Kriyas HaTorah. And if we're turning away from that, if we're not listening to Kriyas HaTorah, we're not paying attention to what Hashem wants to tell us in that particular week, in that particular day, so we're turning away. And that could, in turn, make our tefillah an abomination. That makes us look like the people that want to be the talkers and the takers of the relationship as opposed to a real participant and making an actual relationship. So it's important in this week of Ha'azinu that we listen in. We incline our ear and listen to Kriyas HaTorah this week, not just this week, next week, and Mir Tov Shev every week for at least this year. At least try for 1 year. It's a tall order. Well, maybe for some, not for others, but for people that are not good at this, it's a very tall order to say for a year. But at least to try this week or a few weeks to realize that Hashem is talking to us when Kriyas HaTorah is taking place. That's Hashem talking to us. And we want Hashem to listen to us. We don't want Hashem to turn his ear away from us, from our tefillah. And this is not to say that if you did talk during Kriyas HaTorah that you shouldn't talk to Hashem during tefillah as well. Probably still should, but just to keep this framework of us talking to Hashem and Hashem talking to him, that makes sure that when it's time to talk to him, we're indeed doing that, not talking to others, listening to others. And when it's time for him to talk to us, that we're listening very, very carefully. We should be zocha to listen to Hashem very carefully, have the strength to do that, to learn what he wants from us, and we should in turn have him listen to us very carefully and grant us Kol Mishalos Libenu, and it should be Lutova. A beautiful Shabbat Shuvah.